Okay. There's a sugya in Ksubis. Sugya in Ksubis, Tav Beis Amud Beis and Gimel Amud Aleph, called. You either learned it already or you didn't learn it yet. Yesh Einus Begit. Rashi explains the words. It's not such a hard sugya in the sense of the sugya of Gemara itself. It's a little complex with all the rayas. The Gemara is maskana. After you wade through all the rayas and all the gzeiras and the drabonons, is that, and this is what we'll be talking about, yesh oynes begit. What does it mean, yesh oynes begit? Rashi explains the words yesh oynes begit to mean that there's Rashi's lashon is, and we'll be talking about Rashi's lashon also, that there's a type. Rashi always says there's a timeless oynes begit. Well, let's leave off Rashi for a moment. I'm sorry. Yesh oynes begit. There's a din oynes begit. That's what we'll call it. There's a din oynes. We don't have to. We'll be talking about Rashi's way of saying it later on. We never. Yesh oynes begit. You could say there's a din oynes begit. What's the din oynes begit? So it has to do with making a condition in the get. If a person, the case in the Gemara. The classic case, the Gemara's case, is that a person gives a get and makes a tanai that the get should be chal. From now, we'll say, that part doesn't matter, the get should be chal, almanas that I don't come back. I'm going on a trip, so if I don't come back, that would be a classic case. He doesn't come back, his wife's stuck, what you going to do? You didn't get married. So, it should be a get if I don't come back. But he didn't come back, but he was an oynus. He tried to come back, but he was an oynus and not coming back. That's what it turned out. So he was an oynus. So the Gemara's maskana, the Gemara clearly holds, we won't go into all the intricacies of the Gemara, but the Gemara's maskana is that it's not a good get. There was not a kiyum atnai. Okay? So a person gave the get al tnai. The tnai happened to have been, if I don't come back, there was a kiyum atnai. The tnai was fulfilled. But ones though, he was an ones and not coming back. So, yesh ones means it's not a good get. Yesh ones begin. So the obvious question is how to understand the halacha. The tnai was fulfilled. So what does it mean? Where does the din ones come in? We're used to thinking, perhaps, we'll see in a moment, Rashi's Loshen and Tzudas of Ones Rachmana Patre. We associate Ones with either you're potter from a mitzvah saseh, you're an Ones, or you don't get punished if you're an Ones and doing a lot. So why are you here? Well, what does the din Ones here say? L'chora the Tanai was fulfilled. He didn't come back. So he said, if I don't come back, it should be again. He didn't come back. The Gemara compares it to the Gemara itself compares it to the din where after 12 months if a person is Mekadosh and Isha, makes Erisin, and if he doesn't marry her after 12 months, so he has to start supporting her. So the Gemara says if he doesn't marry her, the Ones, whatever the Ones may be, Chola, he was sick, so he's potter from the Zonos. He doesn't have to give his onus. So that would be called yesh ones in that din. So the Gemara says, v'chein linyan gittin. Gittin also has a din of onus. Now there, it's obviously not an onus. Right? Giving his onus after 12 months is not an onus. He's not being punished. But Chazal said that after 12 months, you have to start supporting her, even though you're not married. You wouldn't call it an onesh for not marrying her. You can tight it up in different ways, but it's certainly not an onesh. You have to start supporting her from now. So when you're an onesh, so Chazal did, they weren't mechayim you. That's the portion of the pshat. When you're an onesh, they weren't talking about a case of onesh. Why should they be mechayim you to give them his onesh in a case of onesh? But the Gemara compares the two. So there it's a question of what Chazal in Pashtus, there it's a question of what Chazal included in their takon. So what does it have to do with here? Well, a guy made a t'nai, and the t'nai was fulfilled, but it was ba'onis. We'll see. We'll talk about everything. What? We'll see. We'll discuss the possibility. Maybe he didn't mean onis in his t'nai. We'll discuss that possibility. Is that what you mean?
I mean, what was the point of the get?
The point of the get is if he doesn't come back. He meant to.
Why wasn't he coming back?
It doesn't. So that's the question. What difference does it make? He didn't say, if I don't come back out of choice. He didn't say those words. He said, if I don't come back.
Well, but isn't all points not a.
Yeah, but let's say he chooses not to come back and you know he's standing there. It's also a good get. He didn't only say, if I disappear, you don't know what happened to me. That might be the reason, but he didn't say it's a get, if I disappear, you don't know what happened to me. That he didn't say. He could be standing across the street and, you know, thumbing his nose at all. He didn't come back. It's a get. Okay. Now, Rashi, throughout the sugya, uses the words tainus onis. He uses it at the beginning of the sugya. Tainus ones, he uses it again on the Gimel Amar Aleph, so it's a very strange law. You would say that if there's a din of ones, like one of Bakre, if there's a din of ones, it's like, it doesn't matter that it's an ones, or it does matter. Yesh ones begitten. So what's this tain? He can tain the ones. Let's say he doesn't tain it. Let's say he doesn't tain it. So just we don't know about it. Like, what's the difference? It's a very, very strange oistruk. It's a very strange lashon in Rashi that the diyun is whether there's a taina of onis. Rashi on the Gimel on Aleph really creates the problem in the sugya. It's not, because you could say that he didn't mean onis when he said it should be again if I don't come back. So he certainly didn't mean to say that if I don't come back for ones, he didn't mean to connect the get to the fulfillment of a condition if it was done by ones. And as we learned the sugya in Tzuda, certainly there are some terutzim in the Gemara on different cases which reflect that idea, that the question is a question of what he meant when he made the condition. Did he mean this kind of a case? Did he mean that kind of a scenario? What did he mean? So one could say, and that would really be the most logical way to learn, and maybe some Rishonim do learn that way indeed, that the whole Indian, the whole sugya, the whole idea of ones begitin is just a question of what he meant. He said, it should begin if I don't come back. He didn't mean if I don't come back against my will. He meant, he meant if I choose not to come back. That's what he meant. Rashi really. And then the tzushtel to Chazal would be good, because Chazal, when they said after 12 months you have to support her, they didn't mean if you don't get married by ones. They didn't mean it. It's not logical to say that they meant it. So that would be very nice, and that would be very simple. And then I wouldn't have a shiur to say, Rav Abba wouldn't have a shiur. But Rashi comes to the rescue. Rashi on the Gimel Amar Aleph says that Yesh Ones Begitin is based on the din of ones in the Torah, which is lanayra l'sasa dover. That's the famous pasuk. Lanayra l'sasa dover. A woman was nanas mensa. She's an eshes ish, but you don't punish her. Lanayra l'sasa dover because she's an ones, and that's the famous phrase that we're all acquainted with. I hope ones rachmona patre. So that creates obviously the problem. First of all, Rashi there also says tainus ones, which is really weird. You wouldn't think of Einus Rachmana Patre as a tainus Einus. I mean, you can conjure up an image of a woman in Bezdin, and they're about to give her a Misa because she was Bezana, and she tainus, she was an Einus. But it's still very weird for Rashi to put down the din of Ones that way, that there's a tainus Ones. Just weird. Then the obvious question is, what does that have to do with our Gemara? Rashi now takes it out of the realm. L'chayr! We'll discuss this point in a moment. Rashi L'chayr takes it out of the realm of what the guy meant, and he puts it into the realm of a halacha, of Oynis Rachmana Patre, V'lanayra L'sasa Dover. So, this is very, very strange that should affect the Tanai in the get, he didn't come back. If you don't say he didn't mean it, so then the Tanai was fulfilled. He didn't come back. Why do we care that he didn't come back? Ba'ones. Now, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, Reish Tzadik Dalid, counts as a lav this din of a Lanaira Losasa Dova. Reish Tzadik Dalid. You have to remember it's a lav, you just have to remember the number so you know it. Reish Tzadik Dalid, Husha Hiziranu, there's a lav that the Bezdin shouldn't punish an onus. He was a Lanaira Losasa Dova. The Ramban argues with the Ramban, and this really is a large argument that goes back, one of the most interestingly mudim that I have spent a lot of time on it in my life. One day there'll be a clamor from the Olam to hear shiurim from me on Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's a fantastic limud, it gives you such insight. Anyway, in Shoirish Ches, I think, the Rambam has Sharoshim. Before he starts to say for our mitzvahs, the counting, he has Sharoshim on what he based the principles on his counting. And the Ramban there, and then they both, like they fight, it's like you imagine two people fighting in a boxing ring, and they're going through Kola Terakula in their arguments and counter arguments. They travel through Kola Terakula, their arguments. And sometimes they're inexplicable, and you mamash have to. It's a fantastic limud. It gives you tremendous insight. Anyway, in Shoirish Ches, the Rambam talks about. They argue about this point, which in the Sefer HaMitzvahs itself is said very much b'kitzur. That the Ramban says it's not a lav, it's a shlili. The Torah says she doesn't get punished. The Torah is telling you a din. He calls it a shlili. It's a p'tur. The Torah is telling you don't punish a nair. Lav. I would put the question even stronger. If it's a din that she's potter, so of course you're not allowed to kill her. If you kill her, it's mitzicha. You're not allowed to kill someone that's potter from Misa. So that you don't need the Torah to tell you not to punish her. It's good old boy sirtzach if you punish her. Because she's potter. That's the Ramban says it's a p'tur. You don't count the p'tur in the minyan mitzvahs. It's just a din that she's potter. What do you mean she's potter? And the Lanaira Lo Sasa Dover is called a Shlili. He calls it a Shlilus Hamaisa. It's not an Azhara. The Rambam, both in the Shoirish and here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, obviously, counts it as a lot. Now, there's an oimik to this machlokes. Really. The Rambam, of course, also holds that the Rambam also is a din of Oinus Rachmana Patre. But if the Rambam puts, it's not a lav. The din doesn't exist primarily as a lav. Of course, it's a p'tur. The pshat in the Rambam saying it's a lav. This is what you have to hear. And this is really a yisoid and kol haTorah kula. How did they hear a different dinim? The Rambam Zicha holds, and this you see from the fact that he counts it as a lav, the Rambam Zicha holds that when a person does a chet ba'ones, there's a siba that he should get misa. Even if to the din Torah. You know, the din Torah, that's what the Ramban means as a shlili, it means, we'll see, the Ramban's not so posh either. There's an oimek, and you have to understand the Ramban deeply also. But we'll get to that in a moment. The Ramban is saying it's a shlili. Now, the Balabatish, a simple way to understand shlili, which I'll show you in a moment, is not the pshat in the Ramban, but for now I'll say, it's a gimli. The Torah is being megalit to you that there's no onish. There's an onish for chil Shabbos, but the Torah is being megalit to you, you know what, chil Shabbos, barotzer, but the chil Shabbos, ba'onis, let's say, there's, I never meant that. I didn't say that. That's called, I'll call that a total shlili. It's like, it's a shlili. It's a shlili shlili. I never meant that. That's not a chilul Shabbos that has any siba for a chi of misa. That's ba'onis. But I want to right now spell it up on the Rambam. If the Rambam says it as a lav, that there's a lav of the Lanaira Lasasa Dover, and he counts it as a lav, so that's borer that if it's not just leisirtzach, but it's its own lav, that means there's a siba. There's a siba to be mechayev misa. There's a siba that, in other words, avada the Torah is pottering the woman from misa, but it's pottering her by saying v'lanayra l'sasa dover. So that means the tour is a bechiyuv dikudin. What does it mean bechiyuv? It means there's a layer of chiyuv. There's a siba in her maisa. There is enough ingredients to be mechayev hamisa. The maisa would be mechayev hamisa. It has that power, that energy, that force, that din, that it's a siba for a chi of misa. And then the Torah says, the lenayr of the sasadobar, so of course it's in this rachman of patre, it's a ptur. But it's a b'chiyuvizdik of ptur. By making it into a lav, that's how the Torah, the Torah would just say she's patur, then you would naturally think like the Ramban, that it's a shlili. By making it into a lav, that shows you that the lav is the Torah's way of making a ptur b'chiyuv. That the Torah is saying to Bezdin, like, don't punish her. Meaning, there's a ptur b'chiyuv. Even though there's a siba, a ptur b'chiyuv. Even a positive ptur. Even though there's a siba for chiyuv misa in her maisa oinus, but v'lenayra sasadava, she's potter. Now the truth is, just l'man ha'emes, although it would be simplest to learn in the Ramban that it's a total shlili, but the Torah doesn't work like that. A total shlili, you'd use the word gilui milsa b'alma, like you find many times in Shas. It's a gilui. A gilui means, we were under a very wrong impression, we made a mistake. Gilui, I'm being megala your eyes, I'm opening your eyes to the truth. So in other words, let's say it says Mechalaleha Moisiu Mos. So I'm being megala to you, that doesn't mean, like I would associate a total shlili with a gilui milsa, which says the Torah never meant rotzim or ones. The Torah never meant rotzim. I'm sorry, the Torah never meant ones. It meant rotzim. But the truth is, that's also not true. It just, there's a subtlety in the Ramban. Avada the Ramban held it's a shlili, but sometimes there's a shlili that's b'chiyuv, and sometimes there's a shlili that's b'shlili. Let's say if I ask you, like Bosa B'cholov, I mentioned this once already. Let's say Chelev is awesome. Chelev. So if I say, what about Shuman? Shuman is mutter. So how is Shuman mutter? So that's called a total shlili. The Torah never asked it. So let's say you would have thought the Torah asked it, and the Torah was magala to you. When I said Chelev, facts, I'm magala to you, I only meant a certain kind of facts. So that still wouldn't make it at all b'chiyuv, it would still be a shlili, because that's kind of gilui milsa. I'm being megala to you that when I said chaylev, I only meant chaylev. But when you come to chaylev chaya already, that's mutter. And I'm basing this on the Gemara that calls chaylev chaya, that calls chaylev putter mechlolo eitzel chaya. Gemara chulin that putter mechlolo eitzel chaya, that doesn't make any sense. The teretz is, it's a avada. So when you chaylev chaya, it's not the pshat. Als the shem chaylev, it should be also. There's a b'koyach. It should be also. Potentially, it should be also. So the Torah said it's mutter, but it's not a heter to go eat. You know what a heter to go eat is? When you're sick on Yom Kippur and you're sakonas nefoshes, then there's a heter b'chiyuv to go eat. That's called b'chiyuv. Go eat. Chelev chaya is not a heter b'chiyuv. The Torah is not saying there's a siba for iser, but avada it's a shlili. The Torah is saying this is not nichlal in chelev chaya, in chelev behema. But since the shem iser is chelev, so it's a b'chiyuv dika shlili. It's the Torah saying, it's giving a din b'chiyuv. You should know this is mutter. It's not a heter. It's a It's a din heter b'shlili. So the render, okay, this is really maybe is not the point, and it's a oimik, it's a subtlety. But when the Ramban says that the din of l'nayla says a dover is a shlili, he also doesn't mean that it's a gilui nusa, that when the Torah said machalaleho mois yumos, it only meant barotzi. And b'oinis is b'chol, like basar b'mayim. You know, there's an issa basar b'chola. What about basar b'mayim? I don't know, basar b'mayim is muta. What do you want? Turid in Nasrid. What do you want? That's called total shlili. Ramban also doesn't mean that. Because the Torah doesn't work that way. In the Torah, if there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, the Torah doesn't give you gilui nusas. The Torah doesn't megala you things. The Torah, if it says in the Torah of a l'nayra l'sas and dover, so that's a din. Now the Ramban holds the din is a din that she's potter. The Rambam holds it's a din that there's mamish asiba for chiyuv, and there's something pattering up that chiyuv. Like the Ramban, it's more subtle. There's a siba for chiyuv, and the Torah is saying the siba for chiyuv doesn't work. It's not a patur, it doesn't work. All right, this is maybe a subtlety that I shouldn't have gone into. But the yisoid, I want you to know that the Torah, there's no gilui nusas in the Torah. So even like the Ramban, it's not that I'm making everything a machlokes. I'm making what we're going to say today a machlokes Rambam Ramban. Like the Ramban, it's also b'chiyuv. It's just on a much more subtle level, which maybe we'll explain it better a different time. But like the Rambam that holds it's alive, so it's certainly b'chiyuv. It's a blatant b'chiyuv. Because mamash a siba to be mechuyev, and the Torah says the p'tur as an azhara to Bezdin, don't kill her. So that's certainly a p'tur b'chiyev. Al kaponim, like the Rambam, certainly Rashi. I mean,
saying it so by the Rambam that it has to be a mitzvah.
What?
Saying it so by the Rambam that it has to be a mitzvah.
There would be a din to kill. It would be mechuyev nisa.
She's talking mechuyev nisa, but there's a lav to kill.
No, so the lav certainly translates into a p'tur. It's not just a chitzoniyistic lav. It's a p'tur. But the Torah made it into a lav, and that shows that it's a total b'chiyuv. That there's a siba that she should be mechuyev nisa. There's enough siba and a maisa oinus to be mechayev nisa also. And the Torah gives an overlay of a din with oinus, your potter. It's a p'tur. That potters you. That potters you from yechiyuv. It's the equivalent of saying if someone's an oinus and can't do a mitzvah saseh. It's not that when the Torah said put on tefillin, it wasn't talking to a guy that was an oinus and couldn't put on tefillin. The Torah doesn't get into such details, so to speak. The Torah is talking to everybody. A guy that can't put on tefillin is also mechuyev to put on tefillin. But he has a p'tur. He has a p'tur. It's an overlay of a din. Oh, so like the Rambam, and really I would like the Rambam also, but certainly like the Rambam, Rashi is Moir Dikshnet. How in the world, forget about if you just learn the Gor Balabatish, that the Lenaro Lasasa Gover says you don't get the Oinish Misa. And Stamazai wants the Tzustel to give you to a Tanai. That Tanai that's fulfilled the Oinish doesn't count. Stam doesn't make sense. But we can go past that Balabatish understanding that it's only a din not to give an Oinish. And we understand it's more sophisticated than that. Even if you look at the pasuk, by the way, our boy said, there's l'naira l'sasa dover, ein l'naira chet mishpat mogus. So the Torah is not just saying don't punish her, it's saying that there's no chet of mogus there either. But that's the patre. That's the p'tur. But I'll upon him, what's the tzushtel to yeshoinus kegit? And for, okay, well, what's the tzushtel to a t'nai? Now, if you can't say anymore, Rashi, and especially the way the Rambam says it, precludes the possibility of saying that it just boils down to what the guy meant when he made the condition. You can't say that anymore if Rashi brings down the din of the l'naira l'sasa dover. But what's the Rashi also says taina. He calls it a taina tzoinus. Now, okay, the Achroinim bring down from Rabbah, the Rishiva says over from the Achroinim that we bring down from Achemda Shloimai that a Maisa Ba'oinus is like you didn't do it. It's like someone else did it. It's not like you did it. That's how the Chemda Shlomo is quoted. So, we're going to explain that. There's kashas on it, but I'll just go straight to the point and then explain what that musig might be. What does it mean? It's like you didn't do it. It was done by anus. What makes it even more difficult to tzustel it to the sugyan sugis is that the tnai was, if I don't come, the tnai didn't involve doing something. But if it involves doing something, you could say, it's goinus, he didn't do it. Someone else did it. But here, the tnai was, if I don't come. So, it's kind of hard to say that he didn't do his not coming. Not coming is a shlili. He didn't come. So he thought he didn't come. So they're both there that along these lines, quote Rav Chaim is saying that it has to be his not coming in lo bosi, in lo bosi, my not coming. So following along this line of reasoning, his not coming, so it's not his not coming, it's someone else's not coming. So this is all like just sprach, man. It makes sense. You have to know what all these things mean, if they mean anything, or what they could mean. There's something here, though, that we'll explain now. Whether they meant it or not is not my problem. I don't care so much what the Chemda Shlomo meant, what the Baruch Ber meant, what the Chaim meant, if he ever said those words, I don't know. Okay. It's not my game. We're going to explain the Indian. If they meant it, fine. I have no problem with it. So the Rishiva Rav Abba brings down a Gemara in Bava Metzia. There's a Machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish. You know, there's a Nisalei Sachsam Shor B'Disho. You can't muzzle an animal while it's working in the field, and it's different kinds of work, and you have to let it eat from where it's working. The conditions are in the Sugya in Bava Metzia, and so Gemara not Negeos at all. So the Gemara says, let's say you muzzle the animal by yelling at it. Chosma b'kol, you yelled at the animal. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, you get malchus. You were over the law with a maisa. Akima sfosav, the Gemara says, avi maisa, moving his mouth. He yelled at the animal. So that's called a maisa, not a dibur, or maybe the dibur is called a maisa. It's a maisa, and you get malchus. And Reish Lakish says, no. Reish Lakish says, kol lo havi maisa, and you don't get malchus. You did the law without a maisa, you don't get malchus. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Tosfos there, because of kashas from other Gemaras, says that Rabbi Yochanan only says his din here because Tosfos says, dibidibura ka'ovid maisa. Because you accomplished a maisa through your dibur. There was a maisa accomplished. The animal is now threshing and it's not eating. It's threshing muzzle. So you accomplished a pu'ula. There was an end result, a pu'ula. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says that you get malchus. But if you wouldn't have that inyan of the dibur of the maisa, that with his dibur he accomplished an act, he accomplished something, then in a chalami you wouldn't get malchus even according to Yechron, and therefore Toivus is Niyashiv various Gemaras. So that's all very nice and fine. The problem is that that's not what Yechron said. Toivus says, because of Kashas, that Yechron only said what he said. When Bidibur of Meiser, when he accomplished something with his dibur. But that's not what the Bechman said. The Bechman said, Akima Sosov Abimaisa. The Bechman was talking about what he did. Hakim of Sfasov. He didn't mention that. Like, so if it's enough to say the Dibur Ka'avid Maisa, so then what's the Machlekes of Rechon Reish Lakish all about? I mean, so in the Gemara, what's their Machlekes? How does Taisus fit with the Gemara? They're arguing about if Hakim of Sfasov have the Maisa or not. So Taisus throws in that the Dibur Ka'avid Maisa. And that's very chashim, and that's called a ma'isa. So if it's called a ma'isa, you don't need Hakim HaSfosim anymore. And what does the Beit Yishlomish hold? And if Hakim HaSfosim have a ma'isa, so then you don't need the Diburka of a ma'isa. Like, how do the two things coalesce? How do they come together? So here's the Yisayim, let's say, that they have to know it's some color terakula Yisayim. We talk about ma'isa. You say a ma'isa kinyan. We talk about ma'isa, acts. Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Mitzvah, Maisa Aveira, a Maisa Chil Shabbos, Maisa, an action. But really, an action is an objective thing. It's an act. But really, there's another part to the act, and that's, we'll call it the Asiyas Hagavra. A person has to do the act. I like the word perform better. Because then, like, you see it much clearer. He performs the act. So we'll call the act, the performance of the act we'll call asiya. Asiya, the person is isa, the maisa. He's isa. So let's say if you say a person does a maisa hagbah. So the objective act of picking it up is a maisa hagbah. But the person doing it, whatever it takes to do something, his thoughts, his ratzon, his commanding his arm to lift the act, to lift the item, that's his asiya. That's the person's asiya of the maisa. The maisa can exist as an objective reality, but what brought this maisa into reality? The person's asiya. He had to do it. But it's really two different things. Maybe you see it most clearly. I used to... I used to be able to visualize this and understand it better when I would think of a person being mazik something, let's say by throwing a rock at a window and the window breaks. So if you say, what's the maisa hezek? So if someone said, what's the maisa hezek? You would think of the rock breaking the window. That's a maisa hezek. But if you say, what's the asiya of the person? So you would think of the person throwing the rock. It was just a way that I split up the two by separating it in terms of time and in terms of what's happening. And it's when I picked this up, so if I say, what's the maisa and what's the asiya, you probably visualize the same thing. I'm saying no, because the asiya is my doing it. My commanding my arm and my tensing my muscles. I mean, that's what I think. I'm doing it. The maisa is this picking, the picking up of the item. That's the maisa. Lamarsha. So with throwing, that's just how I'm able to see more clearly. That's how I was able to see more clearly that we're talking about two different things. But really, it always exists by every maisa. And you always have to know what's poyel. Let me finish. Lamarsha. When I say, if I do a maisa kinyan, I'm kind of the item. So I'm not kind of the item because I did it. I'm not kind of the item. A maisa kinyan has a koyach to be kind of for me, if it's done for me. And why is it my maisa kinyan, maybe? Because I did it. And when I do a maisa, it's my maisa. But I'm not kind of because I did it. My doing is not what's kind of the item. It's a maisa hagbah on an item that the maisa hagbah is kind of. So it's kind of for me, probably because it's my maisa, or probably maybe because it was done for me. I mean, this, you see, this would get us into shlichus. We're not going there today. Where you say shlucho shlodom kamoso, so you have to talk about the doing of it and the maisa itself, whose maisa it is. I want to show that, to say, it's kind of for me, I mean, I think we would understand intuitively that I'm not kaina an item as a result of my doing the act. I'm kaina an item as a result of the act. A maisa hagbah is kaina. It's not my asiya of the act. My asiya of the act is what brings the act into the world. Maybe it's even called my maisa because I was oisa the maisa. Okay, yeah. It's a good point, and one might think, yeah, but I have to answer you honestly, so I don't know, but it's what to talk about. It gets you into the whole thing. Okay, now. Rabbi Yochanan, yeah.
Why would you say that whatever putting the mice is part of the mice?
What do you mean, why can't you? There is a thing called asiyah. You have a play. So the people's performance of the play exists. It's a real thing. It's not a question of why can't you. Because it's real. My asiyah, I don't know what you mean by going into the mice. I don't know if. But it is different. I'm not sure how to answer you. What do you mean, why can't you say that? Because it's not true. Asiya is a different thing. It's from the perspective of the person. It's more subjective. You'll see in a moment the differences that come up when you view it from the... I mean, that exists as the person's performance of the act. I'm not just saying word, the person's performance of the act and then the act. So what do you mean it's nichlal in it? Certainly my picking up the sefer is nichlal in the ma'isa hagbah, but my asiya is a different thing.
It's not where the asiya is different. The asiya is a separate thing.
Yeah.
But when you define what is the ma'isa has, what is the ma'isa opinion, why can't you say that that includes that the asiya is included in that?
I don't know what you mean by included. I think intuitively I would say that you're not kaina because you did an act. You're kaina, a maisa kinyan is kaina for you. A maisa kinyan has the power to make you be kaina something. Your doing it is just what brings it into existence. But you're not kaina because you did it. We're not giving, you know, if I would say you're kaina because you did it, it's like I would give you a prize. You put on a play, you put on a nice performance, I'm rewarding you. Oh, you did the act, I'm awarding you the chayfetz. It wouldn't be cause and effect. I the hair, you do the act, that creates the act. Now the act is there, and the act is the thing, a maisa hagbah has a koyach to be kinder for me. My asiya of the act. I mean, you could clarify, why do you, we're going to talk about it, why do you get Misa for Chilul Shabbos? Is it that a Maisa Chilul Shabbos is Machayev you Misa, just like a Maisa Kinyan is Kaina Chayfetz for you? Or do you get Misa because you were Oysa, a Maisa Chilul Shabbos? You get Misa because of your Asiya. What? Oh, so that gets... To fully discuss that, I would say because the Maisa was done for you. Because it gets us into Shlichus and Shchiyah, it really gets you into that whole part. So I'll answer you now that you're kind of it because the Maisa was done for you. The Maisa is, and I don't want to answer because it's your Maisa. That's what I'm trying to avoid. No, because that gets us into Shlichus and Shchiyah. No, that gets us into what Kamoso means when someone else does the Maisa. So for now, I'll say, because the Maisa was... The Maisa was given the din to be kinder for you. The Maisa was done in order to be kinder for you. And the Torah said, you put the Koyach into the Maisa to be kinder, and the Koyach I put into the Maisa is to be kinder for me. Or if I do it for you, it's to be kinder for you. And what do you do when someone else does the Maisa for you? And what do you do if Shchiyas Rabbi Tam Shlichus? But you're right. I mean, there's links. I tell you, you know, you can't. Okay, look. So now we have Rabbi Yochanan saying, that Akima Sfosov Havi Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan was only talking about the Asiyas Hagavra. That's not the Maisa Chasima. The Maisa Chasima, Tosis points out, you need both ends. That's what the Gemara is saying. Tosis is talking about Mitzad the Maisa. It's a Maisa Chasima. The animal is working and can't eat. It's been muzzled. That's the Maisa Chasima. That's the Dibura Kovid Maisa. It's been muzzled. How did it get muzzled? It's not enough that's that Maisa Chasima, that there was an accomplishment of a Maisa Chasima. The Asiyas Hagavra had to be through Maisa also. So that's the Machlaik. So Rabbi Eichmann and Reish Lakish are talking about the Asiyas Hagavra. The Asiya, the performance of the act of Chasima. The performance of the act of Chasima was through Akima Sfosa. So Rabbi Eichmann holds Akima Sfosa Havi Maisa. The Asiyas Hagavra was also a Maisa. And Reish Lakish holds no. And for Malkus, you need that the Maisa has a Torah's Maisa on it, which here it does have Torah's. B'dibura Kovid Maisa, there was an accomplishment, a very real accomplishment. It's an act, the animal is muzzled. And it was, the Asiyas HaGavra was also through a Maisa. By Oynes Rachmana Patre, especially like the Rambam. Especially like the Rambam. The Rambam's saying, because in the Rambam we have a dynamic, we're saying, since the Rambam puts down the din of Oynes Rachmana Patre as a lav on Bez Din, that's how he puts down the din of Oynes Rachmana Patre, the Gemara says those words, but he puts it down as a lav on Bez Din, that means there's a Machayev here. There's an actual Machayev. The Maisa, the Rambam holds, the Maisa is Machayev Himisa. The flaw in the process is that the Asiyas Hagavra was Ba'inus. That's what the Rambam holds. The Patur Oinus is in the Asiyas Hagavra. That's what's flawed. A Maisa Oinus, so to speak, would be Mechayim Yumisa also. A Maisa, it's a Maisa Chilul Shabbos. It would make that Misa, Maisa Chilul Shabbos that you brought about. Oinus means the Asiyah was Ba'inus. There wasn't a proper, you know, it's felt, if you don't want, I hear it as a logic also. The Chisaron is that you didn't, in your Ratzah, like you didn't want to do it. Like the Chisaron's in the Asiyah's Hagavra. Not, in the Maisa, it not necessarily is a Chisaron. But in the Rambam, yeah, Al-Korchach have a dynamic that there's a Maisa HaMachayev, with an overlay of Ptur. What I'm suggesting, what Rashi is suggesting, whenever I say I mean Rashi, except if I don't want to blame him for something I'm saying, so then I speak out, I'm saying it. Al-Korchach, it's an overlay according to the Rambam. So the overlay is that a Maisa might be the Ptur that the Torah said of Oynes Rachmana Patre is in the Asiyas Hagavra. It's the Asiyah that's flawed. And that makes a lot of sense. Because the Asiyah is without Ratzon. So that's where the Chisaron lies. In the person's performance of the act, he's not doing it per Ratzono. So that's a flaw. But it's not necessarily a flaw in the Maisa. So you could say, and that's the Pshat in the Rambam, that's why it's an overlay, that the flaw and the Ptur is in the Asiyah. The Maisa would be Mechayev Misa. It's like saying, you brought about Chilul Shabbos. I'm going to kill you. Oh, but the Asiyah is flawed, so that's why you don't get me. That's where the Ptur Avinus Rachmana Patre is a Pagam. It's a Pagam in the Asiyah. And that's why it's a Din Bechiv, because there's a Maisa that would be Mechayev and Misa. So the Ptur comes from that overlay because the Asiyah is flawed.
Why is the Maisa associated with you in this case?
Why? I'm sorry.
Why is the Maisa associated with you?
It's flawed. I'm not accepting the Chemnitz Lomo's words. We're going to end up saying that Negev HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that. It's the Asiya that's flawed. When there's no Ratzon, it's the Asiya's Hagagra that's flawed.
What's linking it up? What's linking up Maisa to you?
What always links up a Maisa to you? You did it.
You did
it. It's flawed. It's flawed. There's no Ratzon. I'm not talking about the Rambam. I'm quite sure that the Rambam is not talking of. See, this gets more complicated. The Rambam's not talking about the guy who gets thrown onto the Tino, and he's called an onus. Then the guy wasn't. It's not his mice at all. The Shaila is a Naira, a Lechaira. So that gets more complicated. But that's more the Rambam's talking about a person that's an Oisa, a mice. What about it? When Rashi says, even on a din of loynayel asasa dover, Rashi says he calls it tainus oinus, I think it fits in nicely. This is Rashi didn't say, this I'm saying. To call even the din of loynayel asasa dover a tainus oinus, because it's taka mitzad the gavra, that it's flawed. Because mitzad the maisa would be a machayit. So if you want to bring out that it's mitzad the asiyas hagavra, it's felt in the asiyas hagavra, fully, in order to give the person an onesh, so it makes sense to me to bring it out that there's a taina sinus. It's like the person, like that's the picture I have. It's a taina. I, it's me, it's personal, it's subjective. So maybe it's not a yishuv that satisfies you, but to me it makes more sense, at least, to call it taina sinus if you're talking about something that's inimical to the Gavra, to his Asiya. So if I wanted to bring that out, maybe that's a nice way to bring out that point by calling it the Tainus Linus. A Taina means it's subjective. The person is saying, it's a felt in my Asiya. It wasn't me, I didn't mean it, I didn't want to do it. That brings out the subjectivity that it's dealing with the Asiyas Hagavra by saying the word Tainus Ains.
I'm not copying the Hefra here. I don't know why it's appealing. Why is there a Hefra? What is the Kuna of the Hefra in this split here by what is it called?
It's explaining the Rambam why it's a Din B'chiyuv. I don't know if it's a Hefra. You might come up with a different explanation of the Rambam. But if, again, we started off with the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and we showed a chilek between Asiya and Maisa. Now it's being suggested that the Ptur Oint, that the explanation of the Rambam in the Rambam clearly saying that it's mamash a Ptur B'chiyuv B'chiyuv, and there's a Tziba HaMachayedas Misa. So I'm suggesting, Rashid is suggesting, that makes it's beautiful now. Now that we've been mechalik between Asiya and Maisa, so the Ptur Oinus is a Ptur in the Asiya. And that makes sense to me, because that's where the flaw of Oinus is. It's not done with my Ratzon. So the flaw is in the Asiya is a Maisa. The Maisa could be a perfectly fine Maisa. If I want to take the words of the Chemda Shlomo that the Achronim will quote, it's not like he did it, it's like someone else did it. So I don't know what the words are, but the idea, taka. In other words, the Maisa is perfect, or it could be perfect, it could be even be Mechayev Misa. The Asiya is flawed. So, if someone wanted to express that in a way by saying it's like someone else did it, fine, good, express it that way. But the Lamdash and Nakuda is taka that way, that the Asiya is flawed. So that's the Rambam. And now I'm going back to the Gemara. Tainus Oinus now makes sense to me, to call it Tainus Oinus. And now it makes sense to me im loibasi. Like, what do we say? Loibasi is a shlili. I didn't come. Like, what are you talking about? Oinus for the, like, you didn't do anything. No. Loibasi is a shlili mitzad hilchas maisa. But when you're talking about the asiyas hagavra, then if you're talking mitzad the asiya loibasi is also an asiya. I didn't come. Mitzad the gavra, again, when you're talking about asiya, then a loibasi is also an asiyas hagavra. A loibasi also involves. If you want to say that's what the Chaya meant, fine. That's what the Chaya meant when he said tzedav zayin mayna nishkumin. Good, we're explaining it. That's the difference. Again, mitzad maisa. So you say loibasi is a shlilus, a maisa. But mitzad asiya, if you say everything a person does has an asiya, his ratzon, his performance, his carrying out his intentions. So I would say a loibasi is also has an asiyas hagavra. So the specific tour of Oinus Rachmona Patre, which says that your asiyah, in other words, coming back down to the sugya, that Rashi learns yesh Oinus begitin, means that the asiyas hagavra is flawed. So your tanai was on the asiyas hagavra. That's what Rashi's learning. That's the pshat. In other words, the tanai was, if I'm oisa something, it should be a certain act. If there's an asiyah, okay. The worst is Yechoy is forgetting. I made a t'nai, and I fulfilled the t'nai, but I fulfilled it to Oinus. And Rashi compares it to the Lanayel of Sasadov. You gotta appreciate the Shverikat here, the Pella. The Terence is that the way we're explaining the Rambam, so the t'nai is. So the oinus is the kitzur, the din oinus of a lanayr l'sasa dover is a din that the asiyas hagavra is flawed. So when the person makes a tanai, so he's saying the get should be chal if, and he means the asiyah, not the maisa. His tanai is in his asiyah, because my boss, he also has an asiyas hagavra. So you say if that's ba'oinus, so that's Rashi's Sushkel to the din of Oinus Achmona Patre, that the Asiyah Sagavra is flawed. So you don't have the Asiyah of Loibasi. What we ask Loibasi is a Shlilus HaMaisa, what Shaykh to say it's not his Maisa, it's someone else's Maisa. There's no Maisa of Loibasi. Terry says maybe there's no Maisa, but there's an Asiyah. Everything needs an Asiyah. A Loibasi also has an Asiyah Sagavra. So if that was Ba'anus, so that's flawed. So that's Rashi's Sushto. That's Rashi's Sushto to the din of Oinus Achmona Patre. No, Bekitzer. Rashi certainly doesn't learn the sugya that it's based on him to know what the guy meant. That's for sure. So with the explanation he gave in the Rambam, that the din of Oinus Achmona Patre is that the Asiyas Hagavra is flawed, and that's why you can talk about that there's a Machayev Nisa inside the Maisa, but there's a Poiter, the Asiyas Hagavra is flawed, so that patters him from Nisa. So now you could turn back to the Gemara and say, that according to Rashi, that is the din of Yesh Oinus Begitin. Yesh Tainus Oinus Begitin, that the Asiyas Hagavra is flawed. So he made a Tanai, he was told of the Geb, in the Asiyas Hagavra, in Loibasi, in an Asiyah, not in a Maisa, there is no Maisa. In his Asiyah of Loibasi, that's already cerebral. An Asiyah of Loibasi means you want to not come once you're an Oinus, so the Asiyah of Loibasi is also flawed. Now, just quickly, there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says, I heard Bal Yavor, appellate to Rambam. The Rambam says, I heard Bal Yavor, so if you don't do it, you're annoyance. You're still annoyance, you don't get me. But listen how the Rambam says it.
Is it down because it says,
what?
Is it down because it says, this is not just only a part of it, if I don't come.
And if he would have said, if there's no mice are coming.
Right. Is there a point in it?
I'll answer you quickly because I don't want to go too long. Yes, and I could prove it. Because there's a famous Ra'ah, the Sheikh of Mukubel says, that the din of Yeshayinus Begitin is only if you toilet it in your own cup. And if you toilet it in someone else's coming, then even if he's an Oinus, it's called a Kiyam Atna. The Ra'ah is Mechalik between his own coming and someone else's coming. And it's a Peladik Ra'ah. But if you look at the Lashon HaRa'ah in the Sheet of Mukubet says, I have a right to say that the Ra'ah means that when you toilet in your own coming, you mean the Asiyah. Because it's you, so you mean your Asiyah. When you toilet in someone else's coming, you mean the Maisa. And the Maisa for it didn't come. So you'll say it sounds weird, and I agree, but it's a Peladik Ra'ah. And I invite you to look at the Sheet of Mukubet and Sudas. And you'll see the Ra'ah makes that chilik, and his words are very shver, like his words don't clap. But you'll look at the words and you'll think and you'll see that's trapped in the Ra'ah. But that's, I skipped over that. But to answer your question, yes. But the Rambam says if you did it in the Argval Yavar, and you fought, and you're not only going to slay it, and you do it, so you fought the Nimus, the guy was going to kill you. So you call the Nimus. So the Rambam says, I want you to hear the Rambam. Eric, hey, no. Oh, here we are. But Ein Malkin also, Ein Mimisin also. Ein Malkin and Mimisin, and the La'over Beritzono, the Aiden Bahasro. Shinema Benoisin is our La'oila. So the Rashi asked, what Beit and the Hasra? Who cares? Like, what the Rambam just gratuitously throwing it? Really? Ain't the Mason, El Eidim Beretzono. And this is not a Ratzin. You're faced with someone's going to kill you, so it's called an Oinus. So what are you throwing in Beit and the Hasra for? Like, I'm just throwing in words to scare you. Like he did. He thought he would scare me by asking, who you to you? The guy didn't say boss. So he thought he would scare me. I thought he would scare me. You don't get scared so easily. So here the Rambam like wants to throw words at you to scare you, Beidah Basra. So the Shiva suggested that if the Pagam of Oinus is a Pagam in the Asiyah, so if you want to say that the Asiyah is flawed, so even if there's a thing you heard about Yavar, this is really linked now, this becomes a whole other idiom. Because the Rambam really is a pellet. A sticker. But if you're mechuyev to be moitz nefesh, why are you called an oinus? It's really philosophically it's fair, but we won't go into the philosophy of it. There's papaya. Like, how could you be called an oinus when the parents is. Since oinus is a. It's also a solution like this. This Rashi didn't say, it's not saying. If the Torah oinus is in the Asiyas Hagavra, so, and it's flawed, because the Asiyas is flawed. So even if there's a chiyev to be moitz nefesh, but you can talk about. The Maisa, the Asiyah, is not as a question of his own will. So maybe that's why the Rambam threw an Eidim Basra too. Because those are Dinim and the Asiyah. You have to do the Maisa. The Maisa is not the Hasra. It's the Asiyah's Hagavra that's done in the face of a Hasra. Like, I'm doing it anyway. Someone warned me not to do it. I'm doing it anyway. It's the Asiyah that relates to the Eidim Bahasra. Like, Eidim saw him do it. Eidim warned him not to do it. So, could be, Rashida suggested that throwing in Eidim Bahasra is to pin down more that the flaw and the pagam and the dinoinus is in the Asiyas Hagavah.